The Novos. Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Oh, good morning, guys. Welcome to Friday.
Good morning, all.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's good, but it's sad.
Sad.
It's my last day on the show.
Oh, bittersweet.
I've walked into the studio this morning. You guys are so good. It's full of helium balloons all on the roof. You didn't go like the regular air this time. You got the fancy balloons.
High lift balloons.
Beautiful charcuterie board. Yes. And you've also just given me a box.
Yes.
Which I haven't opened. And a bottle of Maui.
What a way to start the day.
She's going to be loose today, guys.
Get ready.
What's in the box?
Well, you're going to have to open the box first.
Oh, it's a beautiful glass wrap and cling wrap here. What's going on?
Bubble wrap, so you can sit there and bubble, like, bubble pop for the next 3 hours.
Let's have a look.
He wrapped it up quite well, actually, so I apologise.
King of Dilly Chat. Oh, my God. Oh, guys, that is so lovely.
I'm not the king of Dilly Chat. That's Crevo.
Absolutely not.
Well, he is now that I'm going.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
You'll have to take over that title. Wow.
Take over.
So you can pull the mowing into that.
And away you go.
Thanks so much, guys.
You're welcome. Oh,
it's a pleasure.
I'm going to miss you.
Yeah.
Jess, good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
What am I going to do without my mate on the other side of the glass?
I know. Well, you're going to have to deal with Meg.
Make eyes at Meg now.
Yeah.
Our relationship's about to take another step.
I'm not going to sit there and draw crap on the window like someone does, though.
I don't do anything.
Absolutely not.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, guys, I want to have fun today. Let's just have fun.
Yeah. I'm already
Lucy
Goosey.
Hey, the boss,
I expected to have cried by now, to be honest.
The boss said I could play any songs I want today. He did only say one, but
one per hour.
Did you listen to that advice?
Yes. At this moment in time, I'm playing the song that I want to kickstart the day.
Before that, though,
we are doing Lads versus Lasses. If you want to play 13 10 09, on offer today, we have a $50 Gamble and Brown guitar voucher for the winner. Now, the lads have disappointed us. I want to end on a high. The lass is still 1 point ahead on 37. The lads on 36.
Tie it up for him.
Come on.
Tie it up for him on his last show. Come on, guys.
All right. It is a feel-good Friday. Let's get into it right now. Eiffel 65 Blue. Not the regular blue.
No.
Crevo. You know how much we love this song.
So much.
The Flume remix. Right now for your Feel Good Friday. Partly cloudy today, 27 on the coast. Good morning. Yeah, now that is how you start a Feel Good Friday here in UFM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. Eiffel 65 Blue, the Flume remix. 27 the top on the coast today. Also in the valley, Lads versus Lasses now.
UFM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, it is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. The lasses are leading us 37 points to 36. How this works, we have a lad which we ask lady questions to and lasses which we ask blokey questions to. The winner is the person with the most points, of course, playing for a $50 Katara home voucher. Gamblin' Brown. Great cafe there.
Really good.
You gotta trust me, Crevo. I got there, you know.
Yeah, I know. Is it double points today? I can't remember. Does anyone remember what the official rule was?
I think it...
Double points.
That will
put the lads in front if we win today.
Exactly.
And I'll be happy.
You can rest easy.
Let's do it, shall we? Let's meet our contestant.
Yeah, let's start with Bo. How you doing this morning, man?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Really good. You ready to take this home for the lads? Double points today, no pressure.
Yep.
Yeah, of course you are.
All right.
Sound ready. Let's do this. All right, number one. If you were to use a silky mitt, what would you be using it for?
So wash yourself.
No.
Hair removal, apparently. Who would have known?
It's like sandpaper.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay.
It's cool,
all right.
Though.
All right, there we go. All right, number two. What singer has legally changed her name to Kelly Brianne?
Don't have a clue.
Bo, think of a singer.
This is hurting you
His name is Kelly. Kelly.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
One of the boys. Well done. And not even any hints there, which is good. All right, number three, multiple choice. So, Kiss Me is a type of what? Is it A, lip gloss, B, body spray or perfume, or C, shampoo?
Lip gloss.
Oh, it should be, but it's not. It's not. How ridiculous. Feel like that was a trick question.
One on the board, Bo.
Double points for the lads, though, so that's two on the
two
board.
Two on the board. All right, let's go to Annie. Hello, Annie.
Hi, Annie.
Good morning.
How you going?
Very well, thank you.
Well, let's take it home for the ladies, all right? Question okay. one. What is lumens a measure of?
Light.
Boys. All right.
Oh, you one need this more. Next one to tie it up.
All right. Which car company makes the Daily line of vans? Oh, no idea with this one.
Yeah, well, you know. What was that?
Volkswagen?
No. How do you pronounce Iveco?
It sure is.
All right, fingers crossed for this. What does the company Iron Air make?
What was that again? Sorry, Iron Air.
Iron Air.
Iron Air. I'm just going to say, like, oxygen bottles and stuff.
Nah. Nail gun nails.
Guys, we have a game.
I should have got a hint.
On our hands.
I think, oh, yeah.
It's a tiebreaker coin toss.
You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right.
Now, do I get a point for the coin flip too?
Yeah. Annie, you can have the call here.
Okay.
Heads or tails?
Heads, please.
Flip it, please.
Oh, it's heads.
There it is.
Oh, damn it.
You should have lied. Nobody knows.
Last is a winner. Gambler Brown voucher, $50 coming your way.
Good on you, Annie.
Thank you very, very much.
No worries. See you later. Aww. Thank you.
Sorry, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
What can I say? The ladies.
Look, you got a bottle of Maui there, drain your sorrows.
Sex, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Maddie, what does that glass say there?
The one that you gave me just before. Yeah. It says King of Dilly Chat.
Oh, this is good. Now, up next, this is something I actually only thought of in the last few days, and I went, you know what, this needs to be on the air for Maddie's last day.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been going around my antique shop at Hamilton North, Crevo's.
Yeah.
Clyde Street.
And
I've little shop there.
Picked up a couple of items that I think you are going to love, because even back in the day, right, people were quite into some filthy stuff.
Now, are you gifting these to Maddie by any chance?
They're not a gift.
Or are they for sale?
These are for sale. These are for sale if you're interested in them. Back in the day, you reckon things are dirty now, like things are filthy now. They got up to some filth back then.
Like in the bedroom?
Yeah, back in the day.
And the instruments used in the bedroom.
Exactly
right.
Wow. So we're going to talk about a couple of items which I bought in. I'm going to give you a little sound clue now. All right, have a listen to this.
Well, that sounds really painful. Oh, I've got to hear this. Next, the new FM at 6:21. We'll check your roads now. Good morning. Spin Doctors, Two Princes, and new FM with Maddie, Megan, Crevo. Welcome to Feel Good Friday, 6:30. Partly cloudy today, 27 the top on the coast. It's 17 degrees in the city now, Crevo.
It's time for what I'm calling the 6:20 Antiques Roadshow.
That's what our segment here has been nicknamed by some listeners, Sex 20, because as you're probably aware, if you're a long-time listener to the show, we do talk about different kind of things
exactly.
in this slot, right?
Naughty, naughty stuff.
Yeah, sometimes from New Zealand. That's why it's called
naughty.
Sex 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I was going around my antique shop, and I decided to bring in a couple of items, Maddie, because I thought these things would entertain you for your last show. The first that I've got here is called the Pulsocon. Now, this was actually invented back in 1902. This is a real item. It's got a big sort of silver body part in the middle with a crank on the side, and you turn the crank, and then the nib, if you will, vibrates up and down, right? I'm going to do it now.
Ooh.
this is the real thing. Now, I'll read the description of this invention.
Right? Yeah.
It was invented by Dr. Gerald Makura, and it was a device, according to him, and this is in his marketing material back from 1902,
yeah,
that should help women to loosen up and improve their blood circulation.
Okay.
So it's almost like one of those massage machines with a big knob on the end.
That's right. And that's that's how they were able to market it to, I guess, get it through the, you know, the prudish marketing material.
Let's see how much you've got on this. $202.
Yeah, that's, in fact, that's on the cheaper side. They're quite rare and unusual, and they're hard to get.
Oh, that is good.
Does it feel good?
Oh, my gosh.
And now it's been used by a celebrity up to $500.
Yeah, it's worth a lot more now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that is really good. I'm just pressing it against my leg.
You're up a thigh there now? Jeez, you got up and up he goes.
Most action I've had in a long time.
Reel that bad boy in.
Yep.
Okay, so there we have basically a vintage vibrator. Next.
Just fondled Maddie's thigh.
Yeah. This next item here, I'm going to pass it over to you, Maddie.
Looks heavy. It looks like a big old-timey iron.
That's what it is. Now, on the front, you'll notice there's a small cock, a rooster on the front.
Very small, but pretty cock there.
Yeah, it's quite good, and it's because it's made of iron, it's hard as a rock, of course. Now, open that iron up, and you'll find the contents of what I found in an antique book.
Oh, wow.
What is it?
It was a book from the early 1900s.
This is like porno pictures from the old days.
You just leave them in the back. There's nothing extra inside there.
You know when how people say Bush was in the 70s?
Yep.
Who knew Bush was also in, to this scale, in the 10s?
Oh, yep. Need to look at that.
Those photos are some of the earliest photos, and it just shows that back in the day, people were still doing film.
They were frisky.
As soon as they invented cameras, they were straight onto that idea. Anyone who says that adult websites are a new invention.
So there's no face on these.
It's
very similar to a photo you'd get on an adult dating site where they're cheating.
Right.
They only show the bottom the half down. Of the body.
Are you selling that?
I probably will. I haven't. So that stuff is quite valuable.
What would you sell this picture for?
I don't even know yet.
It only is the size of like a Polaroid.
Yeah, it'd have to be. There's a couple of photos in there that have to be $50 each.
$82 for that item
with the small cock on the front.
Yeah, $82.
Yeah, exactly. Always a deal at Prevost. Yeah. There you go. Some of the filthiest items that I have.
From yesteryear. At 6:34 at New FM. We'll check in with Jesse in the newsroom now.
This is The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Up next, we're going to do a round of Love It or Loathe It, getting Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on today's daily topic. So I was going to ask you, what do you think of helium balloons, actually, because you were just knocking them out of your face. But,
oh, my God, there's so many in here. I feel like I'm getting... You know when you walk... That feeling when you walk into a spider web?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Or those, like, beaded curtains from, like, the 90s that they used to have across places like the elephant shop.
Yes. Well, it sounds like you hate balloons.
Yeah.
We'll get your opinions on that. Topics next.
Here we go.
6:43 on 105.3 New FM. I love this song from Alter Ego, Britney Spears' Genuine. It is called Toxic Pony. A New FM. Good morning.
Gavin DeGraw, I Don't Want to Be in New FM with Maddie, Meg, and Crevo. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. Love that song. 6:49, 18 degrees in the city right now, 17 in the valley.
I don't care. New FM. Love it.
All right, let's make this short and sweet. I want your opinions on e-scooters.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say love it.
Love it?
I'd love to have them, but they're illegal here in New South Wales, unless you're on private property.
Well, this is the thing. Transport Minister Rob Stokes wants a 3-month trial to launch as of July for e-scooters across New South Wales.
I mean, it's just catching up with the other places, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Well, I love it because they are just so handy. My friends all own e-scooters in Sydney.
Yeah.
They don't really use them anymore now for obvious reasons.
Yeah, of course. It's
legal.
But
like inside their house they can.
We've had a property. Great time on them down at the park. It's pretty fun. They are so great.
I've never ridden one. Ever. They look really fun, but I've never ridden one.
Do you know what? They are faster than you think they are.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, you think, oh, this is just a little cruising bit of fun, cruising around. No.
So, if they become legal, will you guys get one, do you reckon?
I'd consider it to get around. Very handy to go to the shops or whatever.
You will in Sydney for sure.
Well, I think it's... I don't know if they would really work here.
Mm.
Like, our workforce isn't really. I think you need to live in a big built-up city for them to be viable.
If you lived where, like, in around Honeysuckle or something,
oh, great,
perfect, because then you don't have to park all the time. You just like zip over here, get dinner, zip there, get pick up your groceries.
Yeah,
maybe they can finally rip out those useless bikes for hire down at Queen's Wharf.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Put some scooters in.
Much better.
Put the scooter bays there.
Exactly.
Those bikes are a waste of time.
No, I've never seen anyone on them.
I've seen more of those bikes on, like, in creeks and on sides of roads than I have people using them.
That's just the truth.
100%.
That's what everyone thinks. Like,
well, in July, we'll be able to give it a go legally, which would be interesting.
Excellent.
How good. Mm. Thank you, man.
They're about $1,000 each or something, but some of them are cheaper. I don't know. Hey, up next, Maddie, of course. Your last show, last day. I've put together some of my favourite moments of the last bit of the show, sort of 6 months to a year. And I'm just excited to give you this little farewell message. We're going to do it up next.
Oh, thanks, man. 6:52. Good morning. Tones and I fly away for your Feel Good Friday. It's New FM. Maddie, Megan, Crevo, 6:59.
Yeah, of course, your last day, Maddie. So I've put this together, a few of my favourite bits from the last year or so of the show. Well, Maddie, this is my farewell message to you. It has been a real ride together. One thing I do know about Maddie is he absolutely loves impressions. This one stood out for me along the journey.
I've been doing
the nanny.
It's on Stan.
Mr. Sheffield.
I don't know what it is. I've got this 90s nostalgia thing at the moment. I've been watching that. I've been watching Frasier.
Is that a brick she's carrying around? Oh, no, it's a mobile phone. Now, the buttons and technology have always been against Maddie, it seems. I remember this particular time when even all of the screens in the studio wouldn't work.
I mean, we've had some technical difficulties in here this morning, and this is why we don't get paid the big tech bucks. We've got monitors everywhere.
And we didn't fix any of the problems.
We tried.
Creepy's got the drip.
I literally removed, I think, the wrong monitor. Maddie, I'm sure you're going to miss all the broken buttons in your new studios in Sydney. Hey, one thing that Maddie does love is delving into everyone's sex life, especially not his own. Honestly, I cannot remember ever sleeping nude.
What do you do with your fiance? Do you guys keep your clothes on when you're having adult cuddles? Like, weird.
Not that, but sleeping to go to sleep.
So, like, you finish and you're like, oh, no, I've got to put the boxes back on. Can't be caught without any clothes on.
Yes. Now, if you cast your mind back to lockdown days, a lot of people went out and bought bikes and exercise machines. Maddie got into some pretty heavy TV watching instead. Considering you can't do much at all.
Mate, I did nothing. I just watched Love Island on the couch. I think I maybe got up 3 times.
And did you change your shirt at least?
I did wash my shirt.
Hey, that's a win. A win is a win. You take it when you can get it. Now, stories of Maddie's mum always were a good staple on the show as well, right?
My mum growing up, she was just guilt-ridden. If she went to dinner with friends or something, man, she'd be making up for it.
Really?
she hated being away and giving herself time. I think it's important.
Real talk, did you ever take advantage of that situation? Yes. I think we're going to miss the Maddie's mum stories just as much as his. Oh, Maddie's mum. I'm sure she'll be our friends on Facebook, though, for some time to come. A big moment in his life was, of course, getting his license, then his first car. Now, let's remember the first day I saw it, he drove it up here so proud, and this happened. Something I did notice about your new car on the way in, though, Maddie, and I did roll the tape, of course. All right, checking out Maddie's new car for the first time. First thing I noticed, if you drive this home, you're going to have a flat battery. You've left your lights on.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, look, man, come around here. Look at this.
Oh.
Now, Matty, achieving his dream of Sydney radio is massive, but you got to remember, he has other dreams too.
My dream is to go to Sweden.
That's right. Yeah. I remember you saying this. Did you? You once met a guy from Sweden, right?
Yeah, and Billy.
Very inspiring.
Summer romance in Thailand.
Wow. I mean, that takes
you
back.
They're all very attractive, the Swedes.
Yeah. Would you meet up with Billy again, do you think, if you went over there?
I was totally obsessed with Billy.
Lovely
guy. He broke my heart.
That turned it so sad. Somewhere in the world, a Swedish man is waiting for you, Maddie. Now, another love of his, of course, is KFC. Let's remember when he discovered the KFC hotel. So here's some of the details. The bedding, the wallpaper, and every room has a specially built arcade machine and towels that all feature KFC pictures of drumsticks or scents. It's through everything, right?
Man, that doesn't impress me as much. I want, like, some big gimmick that's really going to make me want to stay there, because I can buy some KFC merch if I want, right?
Okay.
Is the gravy coming from the taps? That's what I'm worried about.
Oh, well, got off to brush your teeth? Not tonight. Some say he's still dreaming of the gravy taps. Maybe you can get them in your new apartment. Maddie's dating life has always been a journey. Let's not forget the time he was accused of concealing the truth.
I found that some interesting terminology. This guy was messaging me, right, and just like, having a look at my profile pictures, I think he might be right. So he accused me of a thing called hat fishing. Have you ever heard of that? Take a guess at what you think that might be.
I've only heard of catfishing, so I'm guessing this is... Okay. Somehow.
So, the definition on Urban Dictionary of hat fishing is wearing a hat or beanie in dating profile pictures to hide baldness.
Hey, there's no baldness on his head. Not at all. Okay, maybe a little thinning. Hey, speaking of dating, I've seen the roller coaster. Sometimes he's just out of love with the idea of love.
All these people going out on dates, meeting up for the first time, dressing up, picking the restaurant. I really don't think I can be bothered. I'm happy to be single and alone.
It is done. You're over.
What if you could find a man, though, that, say, just like the simple things in life, you know, ordering, like, a can do a nice date where you just have, like, some Domino's pizzas or something.
I'm happy for a Zoom relationship.
I don't know how the whole Zoom relationship will go. Maybe better stay away from that. Now, Matty is a man who loves to better himself. Sometimes he tries to get a sneaky shortcut in there through. Remember when he bought the Abdua?
Yeah, 10 easy payments of $39.99.
You're kidding. No, you didn't really buy that.
It works. The Abdua 360.
Does it?
It arrives, I think, on Monday.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
The morning show on holidays and you'll leave.
Pretty sure that Abdua has stayed tucked under his bed to this day. You probably should check if it's still there, man. You might be able to sell it for a few dollars before you move to Sydney. And one thing we know about Matty is he loves radio and he really loves a big stick.
Man, Stratford's ages away from Newcastle. I'm surprised you get our reception. Is it nice and clear? Thank you for listening.
That's okay. Yeah, no, it is nice and clear. So,
man, you can't beat
I
that.
We got a big every day.
Oh, thanks. We got a big strong stick here at UFM.
Well, all I can say is yes, we've got a big stick here in Newcastle, but there's an even bigger one waiting for you down in Sydney. Farewell, my man. It's been a real journey. It's been a pleasure. You, sir, are a scholar and a gentleman.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Novos.
Maddie Megan Prevo.
Here's the way you do. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Hey, our Daily Mail story out this week about our friend NASA.
Oh, what's he done now?
You know Melissa Caddick, that alleged con woman who took... that went missing. They just recently did the Underbelly series on her.
That got panned.
What's she
rated at Socks Off?
She's still missing, right?
She's still missing, but they found her foot on that beach.
That's right.
Washed up on the beach. So the big mystery about Melissa Caddick is she alive?
And on the
is
run.
Is she dead? What's going on there? The article said NASA used to be her personal trainer.
What?
So you know how he does his little personal training business on the side of just being a big celebrity?
Yeah.
So apparently, he used to be a trainer. So I thought, let's get him on the last time I'll get to chat to him.
Great.
You guys are left with Nass now.
Yep. Yeah.
But I thought we'd get him on.
Capable hands,
fascinating. Yeah. I want to see what he has to say about this. Very interesting insight. It is Feel Good Friday here on UFM. Let's get into this. Meg, I think you're going to love this.
Oh, okay. Am I nervous? Oh, yes.
Oh, isn't this
Maya.
One of the best songs ever? From the year 2000.
Yes.
This is like vintage radio when I was growing up. This song was such a big hit.
Video hits. Pretty sure it went to number one.
Yeah. Case of the X right now on UFM. It's 16 minutes past 7. Welcome to Friday. My Case of the X, it is Feel Good Friday with Maddie, Megan, Crevo. 19 minutes past 7 today. Partly cloudy, 27 the top on the coast and in the valley. It's 17 degrees in Maitland. Right now, Nasser is here.
My name is Nasser. I'm from season 5 and you best know me for my outspoken, outrageous comments. I'm the only person that says it how it is. The clips, nobody's. I'm a rock star. I'm the people's celebrity. I am Mr. Reality.
Yeah, so he's on his way to Melbourne today. He's been invited to a pool opening, I hear.
Oh,
going down for the day and flying back. It's also his birthday on Monday. And the last time I get to chat to Nasser on this show. Nasser, good morning.
Good morning, and I'm very sad. It's a sad day for me. And it's a sad day for the hunter, and it's a sad day for everybody else in the show.
I know, right?
Oh, absolutely. Nass. Yes.
I wanted to get you on today, Nasser, because I was reading this story on the Daily Mail this week. Melissa Caddick, who they just did that big Underbelly series on, the con woman who disappeared. We don't know if she's dead or alive. They found her foot on a beach. So that's everybody just assumes that, you know, she's not with us anymore. But Nasser, you revealed on your socials this week that you actually used to be her personal trainer.
Yes. And it's funny because it is a serious story. Like,
absolutely.
I mean, I put it on. It's not, I wasn't, I mean, you know, I do gags and funny stuff, but this is dead set serious. I was her trainer for 2 years and I tell you, you would never know. Like, you would never, ever know. I mean, anything is wrong, anything. The only thing that I picked up and I thought it was a little bit strange is all the exorbitant spending.
Right. So you'd see her, was she rolling up in, like, fancy cars and stuff and, you know, nice like watches, jewellery?
Yeah, all the time. And then, you know, you go to her house. And I mean, this is, it might be funny to us, but I tell you, now it's not funny. Even the drawers, like the clothes were all, you know, different colours.
Yeah,
the underwear matches the bras. They had a whole sort of...
What were you doing Nasser, back up for a second. What were you doing going through her underwear and checking if it matched?
Well, at that time, she said, you've got to come in, have a look at this new wardrobe that I've just put in and designed. And every bag, it was like walking into a shop. You know when you walk into a shop and there's lights down on the product, you know, the bags?
Yeah.
It was like walking into a shop. I mean, unbelievable. So never sort of questioned, but I tell you, she was very kind, like always paid. She was lovely. And then towards the end, I sort of noticed a change, you know, like a bit more stress. She wasn't really turning up to training as often. I still pay, but never sort of turning up. So I used to ask her, what's the matter? Are you okay? Oh, there's a lot on my mind. I got to go away for a couple of days. I'll be back this week, blah, blah, blah. So what I think I saw, and look, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, this show, I think a lot of that is not true.
You watched the show. Do you think they depicted her correctly?
Yeah, well, not really.
Not so much like what happened, because
the husband.
Well, obviously, a lot of it was like made for TV, dramatized. But do you think they captured the essence of who she was as a person?
That she, you know, conned people into it. Well, she didn't, you know. Look, I hate the word con people into it. People actually gave her money. They trusted her. It wasn't I come up to you guys and go, hey, guys, can you give me $5,000 each because I've got a great bet here on a horse?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't work like that. I mean, they trusted her. And, you know, it's sort of like, if one of you guys want some money back, she'll take it out of Maddie's account and give it to you. That sort of Ponzi.
Yeah. Now, question for you, Nass. Did you ever notice, like, did she ever sort of try and get you in any investments or?
Yes, funny enough, yes. She said, look, have you got $5,000-$10,000, I can put it in for you and you can make money. And I said, to be honest with you, Melissa, I don't have that kind of money and I don't really know anything about the stock market or anything like that.
Yeah, wise.
She said, yeah, but I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. You'll 3 months, 4 months, and you'll have, say, another $2,000 or $3,000.
Hey,
honestly, I'm just not into that. I'm not a money person.
It's a very interesting insight you have there, Nass. Thanks for coming on. Now, what's this pool opening you're going to before we let you go?
It's urban surf in Melbourne.
Urban surf.
They've been operating, but they sort of invited me down to do videos and do some, you know, a little bit of funny commentary stuff.
Do you snip the ribbon and everything with the big scissors? Have they got you some big scissors for the event?
I hope so. I want that big red or blue ribbon and I definitely want to snip it.
Good luck, Nass.
I'm really lucky to be invited.
Yeah.
Very lucky to be invited for the day.
Thanks for always coming on the show, man. I hope that we've broken the stigma around you and changed people's opinion because you are actually a lovely guy. I'm sure these guys will still get you on all the time, but I'm sure I'll see you in Surrey Hills, Nass. We'll have that piccolo latte soon.
You're on. I'm going to put you on my little scooter and we're going to...
Beep, beep.
Away you go.
See you, Nass. Thank you, sir.
Maddie with your arms around him as you cruise through Surrey Hills.
Wow.
Weaving through traffic.
He's an experience for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, up next, it's nearly 7:30. I haven't cried yet.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of myself with your last day. So I've recorded something that I wanted to say to you in advance because I wouldn't be able to get through without crying. So we're going to play that next.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thanks, Meg.
We'll do it.
It's coming up next, 7:25. Good morning.
Now.
Pink, blow me one last kiss. The champagne is out in the studio, 7:33 with the Novos, Meg.
Yes, it is your last day. And the thing is, I did want to, like, do a big spiel kind of thing, but let's face it, I cry at the drop of a hat. So
like crying.
I do, and I haven't even had any vodka this morning. This is why you could too have cracked the champagne and I haven't had a drink yet. So I've recorded something, and I'm probably going to cry as soon as you start playing it because I already am, but go for it.
Meg wanted to leave the room. I said, no, you have to stay.
You got to be in the room for this.
Oh, now you're going to make me upset.
See, I'm upset already.
Let's play it. Love you too.
Hey, Maddie. Now, I know I could have just said this to you, like, live, but, you know, let's face it, I cry a lot. It doesn't take me a lot, but I just wanted to tell you how much I'm going to miss you, how much that I love you. And I heard a quote years ago that said, surround yourself with people that inspire, challenge, and motivate you. Now, maybe this is from the moment that we met. I knew we'd be mates, but honestly, I didn't know back then when I first met you how much you'd mean to me in such a short amount of time. So, like, in less than a year, you've become one of the most important people in my life, both, like, personally and professionally. So last year when I was at my lowest, I was working at our competitor and you reached out to see if I was okay after you found out that I was being replaced over there. Now, the funny thing is we didn't even know each other. So, like, we knew of each other, we didn't know each other, and I wasn't in a great place and you took the time to reach out to see if I was okay. That just shows what kind of person you are. And then I jumped ship, came here, and you were the first person to ask me to hang outside of work. These things, right, they're very little. And you might think them as little, a lot of other people might think them as little, but when I felt so undervalued and underappreciated for so many years, I finally felt like I was where I was meant to be after so long, and it just meant so much. And over the next few weeks and the months, you and Crevo, you brought me out of my shell, and honestly, I learned more about radio in those few weeks and months than I had ever done in, like, previous years, even going to the radio school and everything. And you would know, for me in particular, like, the last 12 months, it's been hectic. So mental health struggles with, like, my anxiety disorder, imposter syndrome as well, because you know how much I didn't think I deserved this job that I'm doing now. I thought, no, there's plenty of other people out there who can do it better. not to mention all my self-confidence issues and recently the relationship breakdown as well. You've had my back the entire way, even when I know you've been dealing with a lot on your end as well, but you always checked in, you always made sure I was okay, and that just shows what kind of person you are. And then on top of all this, you have one of the most creative radio brains I have ever had the honor of working with. So sitting across from you for the last 7 months, I've like, sometimes I just sit there in awe for the things that you come up with, the way your mind works and how you turn the most vanilla idea into something absolutely incredible in like a matter of seconds. It's so amazing to watch. It's been a complete honor to have worked beside you despite it being such a short period. But to be fair, it's even more of a privilege to call you one of my friends. There are a million things that I really want to say to you, and I'll get to that eventually, you know, off air, but it just means we're going to have to go have a cocktail after the show, and I can cry on your shoulder about them because of all the things that I'm good at. Crying on someone's shoulder is the best thing I can do. I'm so proud of you. I'm going to miss you like no tomorrow, but I think it's best and only fitting that Kelly Clarkson wraps this up because she said it. Couldn't look at you through any of that.
Oh, Meg.
I think all of us are crying.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love you, Meg.
Love you.
I think you are an incredible person who has so much potential. And let me tell you, Maggie is one of the kindest, most generous people I've ever met. And you say we've only worked together for 7 months or whatever, but let me tell you, like, sometimes some people just have instant connection, and I think I've had a real instant connection with you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I know that we'll be friends for life. Yeah. I'm so proud of you with everything you've done here.
And it's everything, not about me, it's about you, bro.
No, but like everything you've gone through yourself in the last 6 months is just like insane. And you've come out the other end, and I said to Krivo yesterday, I said, man, like, I'm going tomorrow. Mm. Meg is actually, like, you did something yesterday when you put your formal dress on, and I thought that right there is the pinnacle of your talent. It was so great and so beautiful. And you are a real person who conveys that so well. Mm. And I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for me as well. It's two sides here. So I love you, Meg.
I'm gonna miss you.
Thank you. Oh.
Love you.
It's emotional, very emotional.
Sorry, Krivo, we kind of shut you out of that.
No, hey, look, it's a beautiful friendship that you guys have. And we are going to miss you so much, man.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you guys. Look, let's have some more fun.
Yeah.
Okay, have some more champagne. Drink responsibly, of course. 7:39, good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Krivo.
To wake you up. New FM, The Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
And up next, we are meeting our next Knights Kid. Now, this is a very exciting moment, because this Knights Kid is not actually from Newcastle originally, but is a massive Knights fan.
Okay.
And it's going to be a very special moment. We've already been through some, I guess, a roller coaster of emotions this morning.
This is going to kick it into overdrive, I think.
Prepare to have that roller coaster continue, and in the best way.
Yeah.
This is actually an amazing story.
If you love heartwarming,
get ready.
Keep it here.
Of course, the Knights are big supporters of Ronald McDonald House, who do fantastic work. This story is going to blow your mind. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
We're going to catch up with this very special family next after Latto, Big Energy.
Oh.
All right, now, a new FM. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. It's 7:47. Let's hop on the coast today. Good morning.
Be our new FM. Nice kid.
Yeah, it is an incredible opportunity for any child, especially someone who loves the Knights. Now, today, the New FM Knights kid, this is an incredible story. Logan, he's from Tamworth, but is staying at Ronald McDonald House here in Newcastle because it's soon going to be his cochlear implant surgery. Now, Logan is deaf, and as a result of this, this is going to be an incredible moment because during this stay in Newcastle, Logan is going to be switching it on for the first time.
Oh. Wow.
So this is, we're talking about a life-changing time in this, in Logan's life already, right? They've also, obviously, we've told them in advance about this, and they've been out shopping for their game outfits. Beautiful. Very, very excited about the whole situation. Just absolutely incredible story. This family, originally from Armidale, and they're just a great family. Now, Brett is one of Logan's carers during this journey, and we've got Brett on the phone now. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, Brett. How are you? No, Brett's not there.
We might just we'll try and call him back just quickly because I think it'll be
really
worth it.
Really want to hear his story.
And, you know, it's like when you hear a story like this, it does really... It makes you realise how important something like this can be, an experience like this.
Hey.
Brett.
Hello. Hey. Hey, this is Brett. Hey, going?
Hey, good, Brett. It's the Novos from UFM. Brett. How you doing?
Thank you, call at the moment. But leave your name and number.
Oh, I think he's trying to call back again. Sorry, hang on.
Hello, Brett. Oh, my God.
No.
What a disaster.
No.
This is a beautiful story. Logan is going to have a fantastic time. Imagine the feeling he's going to feel running out onto the stadium.
Yeah, for the first time.
Oh, my God.
It's a great story. Hey, if you want to be our next New FM Nights kid, hit us up at newfm.com.au. Live radio, ladies and gentlemen. What can you do? 7:53, we are doing birthday lotto up next.
Yes, so what month are we looking for, Crevo?
All right, I've just spun the wheel and it's come up September.
Okay, if you're born in September, you want to give this a go, hit us up, 13109.
We'll do it next. Good morning.
New FM.
Novos. New FM.
New FM.
Hey, welcome to Feel Good Friday. We... are the home of Newcastle's best music, 105.3 New FM, with Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
Wow. Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
Oh, come on, make Maddie's final day a little bit better by winning $575. You've just got to be born in September. Let's do this.
Good luck. Let's meet our contestant. It's Mel. Hoping for a very chilled weekend this weekend with the kids. Though that was their first week back, apparently. They're all exhausted. They need to sleep in. It's that sort of vibe this weekend. Hey, Mel.
Hey, how you going?
Very good. Well, good luck to you. $575. What would you spend that on?
My kid.
Oh, you're such a good mum. You're a
all
great
right, let's
mum.
Spin these birthday balls.
Good luck. Good luck.
I want to give away some
money. Thank you.
Are you the good luck omen today, Maddie?
Oh, who knows?
Hope so.
Maybe.
Hope so. All right. Okay, were you born on the 19th of September?
No, I was born on the 2nd.
Oh, sorry. Wow.
Not today.
Sorry, babe.
Sorry, Mel. Hey,
one more chance.
Enjoy the weekend. That means the money is still in play. We'll play again before 9 o'clock this morning. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next at New FM. Good morning.
105.3
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
New FM. It is my last day on the show, if you haven't already heard.
Oh, really?
I don't think we've mentioned
no,
it at all today.
Just a little bit.
Hey, what I wanted to do next, right, is I'm really proud of the, let's call it,
community.
Wide-ranging topics we've discussed on the show. Mm. And the stories that we've received from, of course, you, the listener. Amazing stories that will never leave me.
Some of them you don't even... You never expect.
Yeah.
You think, I've heard it all. And then another story comes out of the woodwork and you go... The wide-ranging experience that humans have is just so astonishing.
Across the 4 years I've been on the show, I do think some of my favourite calls have been from the last year. Now, I've had to narrow them down, listen to a whole heap of audio. I've narrowed it down to my three favorite stories ever on the air on this show, in my opinion.
That's a tough call.
Up next, we're going to play little bits of each call, and then we're going to crown the king or queen of callers, in my opinion, next on like the show. That.
You are the reigning king after all.
Yeah, until 9 o'clock today. Then we'll catch up with the caller. We'll call them up and just see how they're doing in life.
See what's going on.
It's all about you at the end of the day. I've got some good ones for you. I think you're going to enjoy them.
You must hear this. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it is Feel Good Friday. The weather, pretty average. The music, on point.
Yeah.
It's 10 past 8 right now. How good is this song, by the way? Very happy with this. Fatboy Slim, right here, right now. At New FM. Partly cloudy today, 27 the top on the coast and in the valley, 24 around the lake and 23 out at the bay. And this is where I have to talk up to where the singing starts.
It's like a 40-second intro.
Right here. Yeah, 35 seconds.
How much have you got tonight?
30 right now. It's New FM, 11 past 8. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. Gail, A, B, C, D, E, F, U at New FM. Maddie, Megan, Creever, welcome to your Feel Good Friday. Guys, it is my last day here on the show, and one thing that I have absolutely loved and enjoyed to so much pleasure is the callers we've received on the show, the stories, the characters, people that will stay with me for the rest of my life.
These are the stories you tell when you go out. Oh, you wouldn't believe
it. Absolutely.
You wouldn't believe what we heard on the show.
It's amazing, isn't it?
100%. I've found we've received thousands of calls over the years. I've found my top three that I just wanted to replay, and I want to crown my favourite caller, my favourite story. We're going to kick it off with Trish first up. She's our first finalist. Now, Trish is a loved regular of the show. She's been with New FM for maybe 20 years.
Yeah.
She's followed all the shows. She's a lovely lady. Comes to all the events. Loves prizes.
Yeah.
Now, Trish called up the show when we asked her and put the call out, like, what happens when the kids walk in to you and your significant other doing the deed? Now, we put this out, and Trish delivered this story. Let's hear finalist number one. Hey, how did you explain it to the kids when you got busted doing the deed? Trish, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Trish. Have you been busted by the kids?
This is a bit of a different story.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
I had a toy, an adult toy.
Yeah.
And it used to be in my bedside table.
Oh, like you did? And stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
And anyways, I don't know how it happened, but my ex said to me, you've got a problem. I said, what's that? He said, we've got the dog's got in his mouth.
Oh!
And I said, how did he get that? And I got it off him, he got it off him, and I said, oh, you're going to have to throw it out now. Anyways,
Did you throw it out?
The answer to that question is still unknown.
Yeah.
Golden, I think that was a solid story. The dog stealing the sausage.
Yeah. Top three.
Terrible when pets jump up and they just grab them, you know, and they run off with it. Yep. It's just pet owners.
Very hard to get it back out of their mouth.
Something that they shouldn't have.
Very bad.
Naughty dog. Naughty dog.
Oh, Trish's finalist number one. That's pretty good. Oh,
hard to beat.
Next is Greg the Scrappy. Now, we love Greg the Scrappy here on this show.
Friend of the show.
It's up. This call is really up there for me.
This was my first interaction with Greg the Scrappy, I believe, as well, which is quite interesting.
A long-time listener to the show. He lives out at Lake Liddell in the Upper Hunter.
We met him.
We went out, and he won a wood-fired pizza oven, I think it was.
Yeah, a barbecue.
Barbecue, which we delivered to him.
Delivered to his door.
That's what we do here on this show, right? And now we're talking about KFC drive-thrus because you know how much I love KFC. Mm. And Greg came to the table with this story.
Oh, it used to be when I was first driving around in my car at my old Alden.
Yeah.
And pull into the Chucky Fried and go, yeah, Chucky Fried.
Yeah.
Get amongst it. Greg the Scrappy.
Greg.
Yep.
Hey, Greg, what was your order at Chucky Fried?
Oh, usually a fillet. I mean, a
like a chicken fillet burger or something, was it?
Chicken fillet burger without the skin on it.
Mm.
Yeah, because I've got no teeth now. I've lost all my teeth, so I can't chew the chicken anymore.
So what do you do now, Greg the Scrappy?
Right, suck on it. Nah, nah, suck. Suck on that. Finger looking good, chicken finger.
One of the all-time radio greats. Amazing. I love him as a character. He's fantastic.
Beloved member of the show
and
family.
And what you got just there is what you get when you meet Greg.
Absolutely.
He's a character, we love him.
Total legend. Now, to wrap it up, finalist number three is Gabby. Now, one thing about Gabby, she's a very loyal listener to the show.
Yep.
And I think Gabby is the closest thing to a life encyclopedia. Mm. She has done and seen everything and yep. always seems to have a story.
Always.
We were talking about drive-through confessionals. See the running theme here with the food yeah. and drive-throughs. It's a thing. You know, when you go into the drive-through and, you know, there might be a difficult customer in the car ahead of you or the fast food workers really rude to you. We opened up the lines for the most interesting things people have seen in drive-thrus, and Gabby said this.
Oh man, I remember this one from when I was in my early 20s. It was late at night, like middle of the night, you know, group of mates going out. We were trying to basically get some food after a big night.
Yeah.
And you could see the guys in front of us had the same idea. The problem was, they were probably a couple of hours after us. They were rushing to get through the drive-thru, and I knew why, because the next minute there was this big stream of yellow that came out of the car.
Oh.
Oh.
Somebody
had cracked the door open and...
So the bathrooms were not open at that establishment, Gabby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was actually through the window, and they were very sick. So.
Wow. Great story. Awesome exactly story. What we were looking for.
Bless you, just that poor soul.
That's a hard one, guys. It is hard. We're going to take a vote around the team. Thank you to our finalists today.
Oh, what
and
you've
everyone
done is,
who's called.
And every single person that's called the show contributed. We do really appreciate it.
It's admirable work, and it's good work.
I'm going to vote my favourite caller, Greg the Scrappy.
You know what? I'm on Team Greg.
It's easy. Greg for sure.
Greg the Scrappy, my favourite caller on the show. Greg, good morning. Yeah.
Good morning, neighbours.
Hello.
There he is, Greg the Scrappy. How are you, my friend?
Good, sir. Good. Very good. Living the dream or dream living, one or the other.
Have you?
Or both, actually.
Found plenty of scrap metal recently.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I made a nice filling up at Musselbrook, but I'm not up at Musselbrook anymore.
Oh, where are you at
I'm
now?
I'm down in Saldash.
Better spot, Greg.
Good.
Yeah, better spot, but it's a bit noisy.
You can swim in the water at Saldash.
Yeah.
don't you love how they just announced they're going to shut down those plants that ruin Lake Liddell? You can probably swim in it in, like, 10 years, but you've already moved.
I reckon 15.
Maybe 50. Better give it 50 to be safe.
Just to be safe.
Got to ask, Greg, what are you going to do now? Maddie's leaving. Any final words?
Maddie, where are you going? 2UE? 2FM?
I wish I was going to 2SM. How fun would that be, huh?
Hey.
He's off to Sydney,
Greg. I'm off to Sydney.
Whereabouts in Sydney? Surrey Hills.
Good.
So that's 2WS.
No.
Greg knows his real estate locations of radio stations.
I'll get in trouble for this. Greg, I'm going to Triple M.
Yay! Triple M, Doug Martin.
Nah. New FM's the best.
Oh, is it?
Don't leave us,
yeah,
Greg.
Yeah, stay with us, Greg.
You're going to have to ring up the radio station every week just to give it your notification what you're doing and where you're going.
And he's checking.
What he's up to.
Check in.
We love you, Greg.
Maddie, you've been a legend, mate.
Thanks,
you've been
bro.
On the radio that long, and I just
thanks, Greg.
Adore you, mate. You're a legend.
Well, you're my favourite caller.
You're going to keep up the good work, so who do I tune into down there when I get down to Sydney one day?
Nah, maybe? Just keep it on 105.3, Greg. That's all. All you need.
Yeah,
thanks, don't worry man. About me. Don't worry about me.
No, I'm not worried about you.
I know you're not.
Maddie, do you want me to cry for you?
There you go. Thanks, Greg.
Go, buddy. Go. Stay around. I want to go swimming with you. I want to go to the pub. Oh, bullshit. Go, man.
A
Greg.
I think Greg's my favourite as well.
That's what you wanted for your last show. That
absolutely. A
couple of crocodile tears.
Beautiful.
Well, how do you follow up from that? Jackson is going to be calling in soon with What's the Goss, and we'll get the latest everything happening Hollywood in just a couple of minutes.
826. 105.3
New FM. This is the Novos.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's the goss?
Yeah, what's the goss time with producer Jackson, live from his Sydney studio. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't even want to acknowledge that it's my last What's the Goss with Matthew Harrison.
No need to. Just move on.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Just don't expect me to cry like Greg the Scrappy. That was amazing. Look, let's talk about Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, because this is the gift that just keeps on giving. I feel like I'm always talking about them, but their doorman has testified against Amber Heard in court, and I don't think it went the way that lawyer thought it was going to go, because he just wasn't interested. Now, they were trying to get information about, like, did she fake the bruises on her face with makeup? And he was just not interested. So he has put his phone on his dashboard. He's driving around Los Angeles, I'm assuming, vaping and blowing smoke out of his nose. And it looks like he's in some sort of car chase. I've got the audio, and the courtroom was just shocked. Take a listen to this.
This is my last question. Did you testify truthfully to everything that you testified in response to my questions today?
That's correct. I did.
That was a first. I'm sorry.
I will say, Your Honor, that is the most bizarre deposition.
Okay, all right. I just was going to say, I've just never seen that before. I've seen a lot of things, but I've just never seen that.
You started driving that.
Yeah, that did it.
Wow.
It was actually insane. If you watch The Vision, the courtroom's stunned, and it looks like they're watching an episode of Cheech and Chong. Like, it's crazy.
Watching these court proceedings is like a movie. I was saying to the guys yesterday, it just gets you so hooked. I was watching for maybe an hour yesterday. Videos. It's
Emmy
insane.
Emmy loves it as well. She's like sitting on the couch at night. I'm watching TV, and I'm like, are you watching? No, I'm watching Johnny Depp, Amber Heard case. Looking at all the comments and stuff.
No one's a winner from this. Neither of them. They both come out looking terrible. Yeah, it's just a bad situation, but we're all thriving off of it. I mean, look, I'll keep on opening these presents every morning.
I'm loving his humor throughout it. He's dropping these, like, really unintentional, funny little lines.
Very dry.
People love it.
Mm.
There's
a huge support, I think, for him.
At the moment, there is, absolutely.
Well, thank you, Jackson.
Which is interesting. I don't think we should be supporting either of them. I think they were both terrible to each other.
That's the real assessment.
Toxic relationship.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there we go. Hey, Jackson, thank you for everything you've done for us and me on the show. I appreciate it.
Likewise, my man. I'm sad, but I'm excited. It's like losing my brother. At least you won't be annoyed every morning. I mean,
nah.
I wish the little brother Matthew never wanted. farewell, and I release you.
Oh, thank you. Like a butterfly or a white dove at a funeral. It's almost like I'm dying on this show this morning. Thanks, guys. Jackson's one of the good ones. He's going to go a long way as well. I appreciate everything he's done. That is What's the Goss for today, guys. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next at UFM Plus. Do not forget, Birthday Lotto is back before 9 o'clock worth $5.75. Good morning.
This is the Novos.
Lights are on.
Hey, 105 minutes commercial freeze, kicking off with Jackson for your Feel Good Friday after us at 9 o'clock. What's on the way, man?
Yeah, let's do it for your Feel Good Friday for Maddie's last day. For Newcastle's best music, I'm overwhelmed with emotion. Dua Lipa and Don't Start Now as we ditch the ads. 105 minutes commercial free after 9 o'clock. Anne-Marie and 2002 pressing play on that one as well. And Coldplay, BTS All you K-pop fans, My Universe is coming up 105 minutes commercial free from 9 o'clock.
Oh, sounds good today.
How's that for coming your final up day?
Very soon. Energy.
Energy.
Is all
energy.
High big, energy.
Big energy.
Big energy.
Big energy.
Big deck energy.
Big deck energy. Oh, okay.
It's a New Zealand version.
New Zealand
is it?
Version. Okay, up next.
Talking about like Pergola decks.
Yeah, Pergola decks.
Nothing beats it.
The deck oil on and everything.
Big nothing deck like energy. When you see it, that hard wood.
Well, hardwood decks are the best.
Hardwood decks, well, that's the only way to build a deck.
Softwood.
Shine it up with oil. It's beautiful.
It really is.
Deck oil.
Hey, up next.
Love Cabots.
We'll get rid of the deck chat.
Yeah.
And we've got a little package ready for me.
Another one. Oh, well.
We've got one like every hour at this point.
Half an hour left of me.
Yeah.
15 minutes, actually.
And we've put together some of my favourite bits from you over the last week.
Sweet. We'll do it after this. Eminem, Riri, The Monster. Has anybody called me that behind my back? Probably.
Hey,
other home of Feel Good Friday. All day at New FM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. Partly cloudy today. 27 the top in the valley and on the coast. It's 18 degrees at Nobby's now.
And I know we spent the entire show basically paying homage to you, Maddie, because it is your final day. So I know I've only been on the show for like 7 months or so, but there's been some really great moments. So I put together something a little special for you, if you want to.
Oh, I've got the tape here.
Yes. Press play.
Oh, let's roll it. Thanks, man.
Oh, yes. The day is here that we are saying goodbye to the one and only Maddie Matthew Harrison heading to Sydney. But the funny thing is you get to listen to Maddie on air every day and you're like, he's such a cool guy. But for us behind the scenes, you never know what you're going to get. Maybe he's going to be a cranky Maddie.
Things that have annoyed me in the past 12 hours. Mick the Mower Man on The Voice last night. And Jessica Mowboy was like, oh, I don't know if I'll put you through. This, like, lovable, like, uncle turns into like what I can only describe as a very scary man as she was making, like, the decisions. Now, I thought, man, it's not Mick the Mower Man. It looks like Mick the Murderer. Now, I'm not saying that he's a murderer, but he kind of looked like
one. He acted like how you would imagine one to act.
No, I thought that was a bit of an overreaction, to be honest. I watched it and I thought, no, you're
big spoiled baby. Like, sorry, bro.
He has times where all he wants to do is make you feel uncomfortable.
Here we go. Number one, would you like me to pop some mint in your mojito? Very, like, standard sentence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whisper. Would you like me to pop some mint in your mojito? All right, number two. What time are you coming into work today? What time are you coming into work today?
Okay, that one wasn't as bad as the first one.
What time?
But I wasn't looking at Maddie while he said
it. Now look into his eyes while he says it.
Meg.
Meg, come on, do it.
What time are you coming into work today?
I can't do it. He comes up with these weird ideas and then regrets them the next day.
Mom just went off. It's him stop crying. Why did I do this? Oh my god. It's 3:55. Now the cat's getting in on the action.
Not to mention, he tries to hit on listeners. Let's go to Tiffany. Hello.
Hello.
What is your partner's pet name for you or for your partner?
Sexy when you're mad.
Hey, Tiffany. Sexy when you're mad. Sick of it.
Tiffany loved that.
Good. That was gold.
I think you did something there for Tiffany, Maddie.
Oh, maybe just a little.
You know, Tiffany, a woman hasn't said that to me in a long time.
Oh, bless.
But the thing we love is he's always down for a sing-along, especially when it involves the one and only Jesse McCartney.
Come on.
I don't want another pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beauty.
Look, to be honest with you, it was like a competition as to who could sing the worst, and you both win. I think this is one of the worst groups we've ever had on this show.
I feel uncomfortable with you even staring at me.
What can we say? We love you, and good luck in Sydney. Oh, we
thank
love you.
Oh, I love that. Oh, wow. That whispering thing was really creepy. Creepy. Hey?
Yeah, I'd only been here for a couple of months at that point, and I'm like, oh, this is, do I want to stay here?
The whispering almost sent Meg over the edge.
Oh, wow.
That was ASMR for anyone.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's been fun. Yeah. Hey, our birthday lotto is up next. Today, it is worth $575. Let's try and give this away. I'm willing the universe. How good would that be? What month are we looking for?
We're after December.
All right. If you were born in the fabulous month of December, 131009 is our number. If you want to play, we'll do it next. New FM.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Peking Duck High, a New FM with Maddie, Megan, Crevo. Now, the boss did say yesterday I could play one song of my choosing.
And you did.
And that was the only one. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
You're a good birthday boy, lotto.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos birthday lotto.
Look, he's not running down the hall complaining about the songs. Obviously, he's jammed to it as well. So,
great song, right? Good. Love the boys from Peking Duck. Support Aussie music. Hey, this is it. Birthday lotto worth $575 today. We're looking for December babies. Our player today, guys, is Katie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, I'm a little bit sad. I'm going to miss you, Maddie.
Oh, thanks, Katie. Katie's great. I'm so glad you got through today. Katie's... The Novo's number one fan.
Yeah. Big friend of the show, and thanks for that.
Yeah.
Oh, good luck, Katie.
Thanks for the great content. I really enjoy listening to the Novo's, and yeah, we will really miss you, Maddie, for sure, but you're probably leaving it in the best of hands with Megan Crevo, so...
Oh, absolutely.
We certainly lost you. Gonna miss you.
Oh, gonna miss you too, Katie.
He's leaving it in hands.
Let's get Katie some cash.
Let's get her this cash money.
How good would it be to finish your show?
That
giving away $575 to Katie. Fingers crossed, all right. Do you want to read it out, Maddie?
Is it December 7?
No.
Oh,
no.
Sorry, Katie.
Damn it, Mum.
Did she go into labour early or late?
Extremely late. She went into labour during midnight mass because I'm born on Boxing Day. So everyone's like, "Oh, it's the Messiah!" And it's like, "No, nearly, just me."
Well, thanks, Katie.
Only me.
Hey, Katie, keep in touch. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I'm really excited to hear where you end up throughout your career. But listening to New FM always.
Always listen to New FM. Yep. That's my last message.
Last and final Katie. Message.
One more thing from this is from Crevo and myself.
Oh, you guys are too much.
I know. So this is actually Crevo's idea. We were trying to suss out something that you might like. Don't take offense to this.
And use going forward.
Oh!
This is...
A global chef's knife.
Because you're going to have this flash in your apartment.
In Sydney.
Oh, man.
You
love
your cooking.
That.
And, you know.
This was like.
Oh, my God. $200.
What?
For a knife? Sorry, I've only ever spent $10 on a knife.
And to be fair, I did get it on discount, so that didn't cost that.
But, Maddie, this.
No, you should have left it at $200, mate.
That will last you forever. It's about as good as a prep knife as you can get. And you know you're trying to be healthier with your cooking and everything.
Oh,
you're gonna have a beautiful new apartment in Sydney, and you'll be able to cook with that forever. It will last you forever.
Yeah.
Well, you got me that really nice chopping board, which also transformed my kitchen. Thank you, guys.
Compliments
so much.
It, right?
Hey, I don't want to like get too emotional. Yeah. We've had enough today. I feel, but I do want to say a couple of things. Of course, first off, I want to thank you, the listener, that listen every single day to this show, and you've really like changed my life in so many ways, and I've always tried to be really open and honest about who I am and what I do, and you know, I hope that you've enjoyed listening to the show, and I think we have a real I'm really proud of the community that we have here on this show. I want to thank Crevo first of all. I didn't think I would cry. You are like as close a thing to a big brother I've ever had in my life.
Thanks,
we'll be
man.
Like friends for life, I'm
no
sure.
Doubt.
We're
no
so
doubt.
Different, but I love that we are, and I just really appreciate like who you are as a person. You're so caring and thoughtful and so talented. That you'd never get enough credit for how talented you are. Like, it breaks my heart because you are.
Thanks, man.
Meg, you're just beautiful. You, like I said, you've just become such a great friend to me. And, like, I'll be friends with you forever.
Yeah.
You are the most genuine, like, down-to-earth person. I feel like one of the best I've ever met. So, and you're so supremely talented as well. You know, it kills me that you're so down on your ability and your talent. And I hope that, like, me going now, I can, like, taught you to believe in yourself a bit more, because it is scary.
Yeah.
And you know, man, I commend you for getting on here every day, turning that microphone on and talking about your life. It's so important.
Oh man, this is a lot harder than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
We I want to thank Jackson as well. Jackson is one of my best friends, and we speak every single day, and he's going to achieve amazing things when he goes overseas, and I'm so proud of him and this whole team. This show and UFM, you know, we always get the bum end of the stick sometimes, and, you know, people have a go at us. You know, I don't know how many comments I've read over the years that our show is shit, and it isn't. So I just want to say, like, please support these guys going forward, because they live and breathe this show. And UFM is such a great station. Please support it and get behind it, because we do give it our all here and we work really hard. Thank you to the management team, our boss JT, Guy. I also want to say a big shout out to Luke, who is also one of my bestest mates. He's just an amazing guy and he's been here for over 25 years. And yeah, I'll stop now. I just want to say thank you.
You can keep going. You can ramble all day if you want to.
Thank you so much. And thank you for putting up with this excessively long show today, all about me. It feels awkward, but I really appreciate that you guys have put this together.
You deserve it.
Have a great day. 105 minutes commercial free is up next.
Yeah, oh my Lord. I cannot believe it. We are here Friday. Matthew, your last show. I'm going to miss you, mate. So I'm going to do 105 commercial free, just playing banger after banger for you, my man. Sounding like the Black Eyed Peas, Pump It, it's coming up. The teenager inside of me is screaming over this one. Panic at the Disco. And some Toxic Pony for all you Britney Spears fans. It's coming up. 105 minutes commercial free next.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, enjoy.
We'll see you tonight.
We'll see you tonight.
Yeah, we are getting on it.
We love you.
We love you too. And please support
dude, man.
The Novos, Crevo, Meg Crevo. You guys can fight over who comes first now, okay?
Whatever.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.